Of Conscious Harmony. My name is Deborah, and I'm your guest minister today. And in Godly Play, when we begin, we get ready. So let's do that right now. Let's just take a moment to get ready to enter the mystery of the fourth week of Advent. Are you ready? Holy Spirit, enter our hearts. Help us to recognize your presence here today in each other and all around us. Help us to be ready. Please join me in listening for God's word. Our reading this morning is taken from Luke, chapter 1, verse 26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth,
to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with the man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. May these words nourish our journey deeper into wisdom and love. Amen.
Oh, heavens, I see what they say about this chair. Why, I've come up with four different scripts for today, and I never did actually choose one. I feel a bit unhinged, which is never a good thing. But one thing I think we can all agree on today is that we're here to have an authentic experience of the living Christ. Can I get an amen? Amen. Oh, Jack, for goodness sake, you scared me to death. I didn't know you were coming. You never said.
Was I supposed to RSVP or something?
Yes, precisely. Precisely, you were. But I'm so glad you're here, because perhaps you'll keep me steady and I won't get up on a soapbox and say something radical that I can't take back.
Well, I'm just as likely to do that as you, Maud.
Well, you're right.
Is that package over there a present for me?
Oh, the one with the red lid? No, actually. That is the Holy Family, and I'm going to invite all the children in the church to come up and put the Holy Family in the stable. You know, a young mother was asking me recently, how do we put Christ back in Christmas? And one of the things I told her was, you've got to have a stable and a holy family for the children to pet and put in and take out and put back in again and line up in a different order. And you've got to have the animals in the stable. What about the baby Jesus? Well, I know this is controversial, but I think you've got to have the baby Jesus too. I mean, honestly, Jack, the shepherds are there, the kings are there. They wouldn't be there if the baby wasn't there. You can't have an empty manger. Well, that's going to get you into trouble at this church, because there's an empty manger back there. Oh, I know. I just can't. But really, they lost that baby one year. They put it away in a drawer, and they couldn't find it come Christmas. So, we're going to do it my way. All right, then. All right, you children out there, y'all come on up. You see that box with the red lid? That's where all the people are and the animals. Be brave. Come on. There's safety in numbers. Actually, you passed it, dude. It's over here. See that box with the red lid? Back up. You passed it again. There you go. All right, here we got some more volunteers. Thank you, children. All right, good. We got a number of people. Now take the lid off the red box there. Okay, now who do you think you need to put in first? The cow and the manger. The cow and the manger. Can you find them? Once you find the cow in the manger, just pass everything out and everybody can take turns putting it in. How are they doing, Jock? Well, I can't see. Well, one thing I want all of you adults to know is that when we receive children, we are receiving a sacrament. Right here, this is a sacrament. Right in front of the Eucharist table. It's a grace to receive children. All right, make sure everybody gets a chance. There's children behind you, for goodness sake. Now, if you didn't get a piece to put in and the box ends up empty, just be sure you pat the donkey on the head. That's right. Donkeys like to be pet right above their eyes. You're going to have another donkey in that box. I'm not getting in that stable. Now, children, while you're waiting your turn to put something in there, what are the three gifts of the three kings? Do you know, Sienna? What are the three gifts? Malin, help her out. Gold. All right, gold. Frankincense. What's that last one? Myrrh. Yep. All right. Hee-haw. Have you guys got it together down there? No? Oh, this is awkward. All right. Is the box empty? All right. Are they all in their places? As soon as y'all get the job done, you can go back to your seats, because we got more gifts to hand out here. You do have some more gifts, don't you, Maud? Oh, yes, yes, we have the gifts. You know, the first thing is that God is present. Present? God is present? A present? God is present here now. Well, did Santa Claus bring that present? Oh, Jack. Only you would say something like that. No, Santa Claus did not bring the present of God being present here. You know, I don't think that an example of a white man with a long white beard is a very good example of God at all. I'm offended by that. All right, well, let's talk about the presents that you want to hand out then. Right, Well, the first thing is I looked up the gifts of God in Galatians 5. It's in a little book called The Message. And the first gift was the gift of affection for others.
Oh boy, does that mean we get to do some kissing?
Oh, Jack, stop it. No, of course not. Only you. All right, well, what we're going to do is we're all going to get up and we're going to hug. You know, the sign of peace that they do. We haven't done that in ages. I guess COVID messed everything up. Now, when you get up and start hugging each other, I want you to stop and look in each other's eyes before you hug. And don't breathe on each other, of course. We've got to do this in a safety way. And don't talk, because this is a contemplative church and we don't want to break decorum. But I don't want you just to hug the person to your left and to your right. I want you to get up and move around. I want you to see your community and experience this gift of affection for others. Are you ready? Can I hear an amen? All right, get up and start hugging. And those of you at home, get out of your rocking chairs, put down your mimosas, and start hugging too. I think that's quite enough. Let's get back to your chairs. Oh, goodness.
You are so brilliant.
Well, I think that was a pretty fine gift, actually. Galatians 5, you said?
Yes, that's the first one mentioned. And really, what the text is saying is that you live a life where you love your neighbor as yourself, which of course we know is not easy to do in these days. But if you live a life of love for your neighbor, then these gifts of God are like fruits that appear on a tree in your garden. Affection for others. I think everyone here got that gift just fine. What's the second? Well, the second is an exuberance for life.
Well, how do we feel that?
Well, I want everyone to close their eyes. Just take a moment and feel that humming, buzzing, happy feeling, kind of ticklish in your heart area from all that affection for others. Do you feel the warmth of it? It's an exuberance for life, a joy, a love. And that leads us to the third gift, serenity. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out. You know, Christ is not the same thing as God or a particular person. It manifests as all of us, every one of us, the basic core of goodness, the Christ. It's right there in your heart. no matter who you're going to vote for or who you're going to sit down and break bread with, we all share that basic goodness. And we all come together to praise the Lord, to worship together, to feel that Christ love right there in our hearts where the manger is. We must not forget in the coming year that we are one in the body of Christ. It is in our hearts where the Christ lives.
What's the next gift?
Well, it's a gift I believe we've already got at this church. It's the steadfastness, sticking to something, not giving up. Now, if you're here today through all of the changes, you've got that gift. You're steadfast in your love for this church, in your love for your friends here. Steadfastness.
And what's the next gift?
Well, the next gift is a compassion of the heart. And that you get by being unselfish.
Well, I don't think I'm unselfish. I do a lot of things just to get a reward.
Well, I suppose there's someone out there that's like you, right? But really, when we work toward feeling that compassion, it transcends all of the things that we use to divide ourselves from other people. And that's really what Christ is, compassion in our hearts.
Is that the last gift?
Well, no, Jack. The last gift is something about experiencing the holy substance that pervades all things, all people, all creatures, every plant, every tree, every donkey, every elephant, every cow, every sheep, and being able to sense that sacredness that permeates everything. Now, if you've received all of these gifts, you've really got Christmas in your heart. And the thing is, at Christmas time, we come so close to God, and God comes so close to us, that all we have to do is ask. And if you've asked for a Nintendo Switch, that's probably what you're going to get. But if you ask for an authentic experience of the living Christ, well, it's yours for the taking.
Taking?
Well, receiving. All right, so let's count our gifts. Affection for others. Oh, wait, there's one that came before that.
Receiving the children. That was the best gift of all, I think.
Yes, it was. And then affection for others, exuberance for life, serenity, steadfastness, compassion of the heart, and then that ability to sense the sacred permeating all things. Those are the gifts of Christmas. Those are the gifts of God. And I, for one, say yes, I want those gifts.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. See y'all later, suckers.
Worth a thrill. Upon a midnight clear, you've got the words in your sheet.
It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song.
Just a couple of words about this next one. The choir will sing, you may sit down. The choir will sing three verses of this night of silence, and then they'll sing another verse, but half the choir will be singing Silent Night with you. So I'll be directing them, and then I'll turn around when it's your turn to sing. You can sing sitting, okay?
Oh,
We thank you that we know you hear us now, and that we know you always hear us. It is you who are giving us words, you who are teaching us to pray, and you who are giving us faith to pray in, that lets us know and be certain that you always hear and answer when we ask. Abba, we ask. Pour out your spirit on these elements and the elements of our bodies, that we may recognize them, receive them, and respond to them as the body and the blood of your Son, the living Christ. Let them communicate his body to our bodies, his blood to our blood. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Transform us in your love. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. During supper on the night he was betrayed, Jesus took bread, and having said the blessing, he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat. This is my body, which shall be given up for you and for all. This is the body of Christ." When supper was ended, he took a cup, and again he gave thanks and praise, and he offered it to his disciples, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It shall be shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sin. Whenever you do this, remember me." This is the blood of Christ. Living and eternal Christ, we feel your risen presence. It's the very life that pervades and yet transcends our bodies and minds. We realize that you are the way and the truth. We're grateful to share in your body and your blood. May our participation in these divine mysteries transform us into one in your mystical body, the true body of Christ, for the glory of God our Father, for the glory of his kingdom here on earth, and so that our joy may be complete. We pray this in your most holy and precious name. Amen.
Please stand. We're going to sing Joy to the World.
Prepare the food with love. And everything you touch today, touch with love, with the love of Christ that pervades all things. Amen.
Amen.